I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back. Mike Mack sitting in 3 to 6 on News Talk 830 WCCO. Paul and Jor have the day off. Tomorrow, Twins baseball right here, 6:40. First pitch, 6 o'clock, the pregame. The New York Yankees come to town. Should be good. I know a guy that likes baseball because he played a lot of baseball in his day. So did his father. Every year, for a while, his father would have this big game in Fairfax. Kurt Sampson, when he'd pitch a few innings till into his late 70s before we lost him, and they'd get these huge crowds in Fairfax. And Harmon Killebrew came out 1 year, and Sid Hartman came out 1 year and signed his book, and the Steinbachs played, and Corey Koski played, and it was something. And Randy Sampson was a part of it from Canterbury Park and beyond. He joins us now. Randy, thank you for joining us today.
My pleasure, Mike. Thanks for having me on. All you do is work.
All I do is work. You're right. I'll just say it. What am I going to do when I don't have work anymore? You're probably built the same way a little bit, aren't you?
Yeah. I don't know what I'll do either, but hopefully someday hopefully we won't retire. Stay busy, stay active, yeah.
But we will sit on a porch one day and we'll tell Dark Star stories. We will do that.
Yes, that is for sure.
Yeah, 10-year anniversary of his death last week. Yeah.
He made the trip out to Fairfax a number of times. But that was, I loved Patrick Royce's article 10 years later, some memories of the dark man.
Boy, I tell you, when he wrote that article, I just remember the text as I looked down at the text and said, Dark is dead. And I just, I couldn't believe it. And did somebody call you at that time, Randy? Do you remember?
Yeah, I do. It was interesting, Mike, because we were down at the we were actually at Mystic Lake. We were just leaving. We had been in a meeting, and phones were, Jeff Madej was with me, of course, a good friend of Dark's from the press box, and we were there talking about the signing of the agreement.
Yeah,
and
the new partnership, right?
About how. Yep, the agreement for the purses, and which is, we're 10 years in, has been great for racing. And interestingly, one of the, and our phones were blowing up with text, but one of the interesting things we're talking about is, so do we let Dark get the scoop on this? He'll be mad if he doesn't get the scoop. And then we come out, and Jeff quick called, returned a call from a text, and I remember his face just going completely blank, and... And then he looked at us and said, Dark died. That's how we found out. But,
Yeah, and for people that don't recall, it wasn't like he was in a hospital or hospice. He just had a massive heart attack. So even, he was not in great shape to be sure, but no one anticipates that day.
No. But, and you were there for the J.D. Hoyt's.
The Last Supper. Yeah. I mean, I'll never get over that, Randy. That he decided to have a group of people out of the blue, and this happened a week before his death. He decided that we should have a dinner for friends that had been good to us. And Ian Dark and I did the sports show together as partners, business partners in it. And so he said, let's invite all the people that have helped us, and then some other people, different ways. And he put this group together, this eclectic group, to J.D. Hoyt's. And I thought, that's nice gesture. And we went over there, Pat Monahue, and had this great dinner. And people just, there was no reason for it except people just sat and talked. And a week later, he was gone. Now, you tell me. I don't know if he knew something was coming, but that is a little fateful, isn't it?
Unbelievable. And I will always remember it because I passed, and I will always regret not joining for that evening with all of the people who he invited, all of the people he was close to and friends with. And you know, like you said, I don't think he knew it was coming, but the coincidence of him saying, I want to get all my friends together and buy him dinner, or actually let somebody else buy him dinner, maybe, as the case may be with Dark.
Well, you know, the other interesting side note to that, and I'll tell you two quick side notes. That one was that Sid Hartman was there. He and Sid had a terrible blow up on the show a week previous to that, and not that they ever were going to be best friends, but it was at least there was a reconciliation, as there had to be from time to time with those two. The other part was, to your point, Randy, I was doing my radio show, and I was not planning on going over there, because the radio show was going to end at 9 o'clock, and I thought it'll be over. And Dark called at like 8:30 and said, please make sure you stop by and come over. There's still people here. So, okay, I'll go over there. And I went over there. And if he hadn't called, I probably would have passed as well, because I thought, well, you know, by the time I get there, there's going to be nobody left except the janitor. And I don't know. People can believe what they want to believe, but that was a strange connection, you know?
Yeah, there is some karma in that situation.
Can you stay on with us for a quick break? Because the reason I want to talk to you is about Canterbury Park starting out and how things are going with the horses. Yep. And it was nice to get sidetracked, pardon the pun. But I want to bring Randy Sampson back and talk about the economy of coming out of a pandemic if you run a racetrack. And we'll do that on the other side. Stay with us. Mike Max sitting in 3 to 6 on News Talk 830 WCCO. Welcome back. Mike Max sitting in the hot seat. Afternoon Drive on WCCO. Randy Sampson runs Canterbury Park. We're talking about all things Canterbury Park. We talked about Dark Star in the first segment. We transition into his Dark's favorite season, the racing season. Kicked off with bulldog racing, camels and ostriches, extreme racing still to come. How funny and popular are those?
Well, funny would be a term that depend on taste, but they are very popular. I will say, the first time I saw it, John Hardy, our marketing guy, was wanting to do it. I was in Arizona, and they actually did it there, and you know, the gates opened and the ostriches, you know, a couple of the guys fell off, and I came back and said, I don't know, John, this looks like something that maybe you can fool the public once, but you know, we'll see.
Yeah.
And now, probably 20 years later, it's still one of our biggest events of the year. Camels, ostriches and zebras. The people love the dog races. Had a beautiful day Sunday and a nice crowd for the running of the bulldogs. And
yeah, that was yesterday.
Obviously, we tried to find as many, especially on Sundays, try to create a fun family atmosphere, and it's been very successful over the years. The meet's off to a great start, so I'm happy to be here and get a chance to talk about it, because it is exciting this time of year, getting going with the race meet and seeing the horses show up, and some new trainers, some new jockeys, and we had some very competitive racing to this point.
Randy, the economy flows obviously different ways, and COVID hits us and it changes everything. And now we're into, I guess, an inflation and fuel costs high. At least interest rates are high. We may be heading into inflation. At least it looks like that. How does economy affect the racetrack? Does it matter if it's a good economy or bad economy? Are your numbers the same? Does it change a lot?
It's hard to, it's really hard to tie. In the years where we've had a significant economic downturn, it did have an impact. I do know that, you know, there's some direct correlation with fuel prices, because a lot of our customers, you know, are regulars and drive, you know, but they drive half hour or hour to get there to come to the races or to play cards. So when gas costs double what it did a year or two ago, it is a concern. But so far, you know, we're not seeing an impact yet. We are, we're racing a different schedule. With COVID, we started racing on the weekdays, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, because we couldn't have a crowd anyway. And we found out that the out-of-state handle was really good, you know, which was something we expected. And that's why we went to the weekdays. And then last year, we dropped Monday and switched to Sunday to try to get back to our family day and get some crowd out there. And that worked well. Our out-of-state handle stayed strong, and we got, good crowd, decent crowds, for post-COVID, you know, COVID's still going on maybe. But and now this year we've shifted again to drop Tuesday, and so now we're racing Wednesday, Thursday, and been getting really good out-of-state handle. And then we're racing Saturday evening and Sunday afternoon, and the crowds have been very good. So it, you know, I do think, you know, in spite of concerns about the economy right now, people want to get out. They want to have a good time. You know, outdoor entertainment is great when the weather's nice. And so we really are, you know, it's just so great, Mike, to after 2 years of, you know, crowd limits and everybody wearing masks and all just the weird stuff, to just see people out having fun, you know, big crowds for, you know, racing on Memorial Day weekend and again yesterday. And, you know, it's just so fun to see life getting back to normal and people having fun. And, you know, you just tell people just want to get out and try to get back to their normal life.
Randy, I've never asked you this before. I guess I've thought about it, but never, I don't know if you have numbers on it. Let's say 5,000 people come to the track. How many of those 5,000 place a bet? And are there many people that come out there just to watch for pure entertainment that don't ever participate in wagering?
At Canterbury, I would say the answer is a lot more than most tracks as far as people that just come for fun. They're going to watch the races and cheer. You know, I would say the majority of the crowd, we really don't have a way of directly tracking it, but certainly the majority of the crowd has a, you know, wager on it, even if it's dad making a $2 bet for the kids or whatever. But yeah, there are definitely a lot. We do have a very low per capita wagering compared to other tracks, which isn't a bad thing, because what it means is we're getting new people out there and people that are, you know, trying to, you know, just coming out for a good time. And we definitely have that crowd of, you know, people that just want to have a beer and watch the races and, you know, cheer for their favorite horse.
How many
by the name or the color or whatever.
Whatever it is, they just want to cheer for something, right?
Yeah.
Now, how many people come up to you and during the course of a year, a week, whatever, and say, you know, Randy, I've been coming every year since you guys bought or opened, or since the track opened. Do you have a lot of people like that?
Yeah, actually we do, and it is one of the, you know, it's one of the really cool things to me about the, you know, what we've been able to do over the years at Canterbury and reopen the track, because how many people come up and say, thank you, you and your dad and Dale Shenyan, you know, bringing racing back. We just love the horses, love racing, and, you know, we're so glad you did this. I come all the time, and it really is gratifying. I just had a young man the other day come up to me and say, you know, I worked here 20 years ago and loved working here, learned so much about, you know, life and business and, you know, how to get along with people. And, you know, I always look back at my years at Canterbury and think that you helped me in my career. And I said, wow, thanks. That's really, you know, love to hear things like that.
Last question. Do you have any shortage of workers now like so many do? Have you had to fight that at all, or how's that been?
Yeah, we are... it is a struggle. We are better this year than last year. I'm not really sure why, but things are coming back. We have certain areas that are always hard, you know, that have gotten hard. I shouldn't say always, because it used to be we had plenty of mutual tellers, plenty of security people, and, you know, some of those areas have been harder to fill. But so, yes, the answer is we're always concerned about whether we can adequately staff when we get the big crowds. And, you know, it is the same in the hospitality industry everywhere, but it does seem to be getting better. That's the good news. There's more of the young kids. You know, I think probably with COVID, a lot of the parents really didn't even want their kids working, you know, at a concession stand or mutuals. Mm-hmm. And, you know, over the last couple of years, and now we're seeing them come back, and, you know, a lot of our longtime employees come back. So we're doing better this year.
Well, you're always doing well because you run it, and we appreciate it very much. Always good to visit with you, Randy. We'll do it again soon.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. I appreciate it. Have a good evening.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.